Enough. Enough, she pleads in Russian. The Kremlin says its forces are only targeting military installations. But in war, there are no such clear lines. This is the result of Russian shelling on the region of Donetsk. Homes have been destroyed. It's freezing. Nothing makes sense.
Why is nobody saving us? Why is it like our Kiev city district is cursed? Everything has been abandoned here. They were firing at us, but we didn't hear a single shot in that direction. Who is protecting us?
Vladimir Putin's war has entered homes and turned lives upside down. This maternity ward has been moved to a bomb shelter in the city of Kharkiv that has come under heavy attack. For these new mothers, these are uncertain and terrifying times. Above ground, people have been documenting the damage on their mobile phones. West of the capital, Kyiv, what was once an ordinary part of daily life is no more. Life has come to a standstill in many parts of the country. Many here speak Russian, have ties to Russia, but this war has now become deeply personal.
I don't want to speak Russian simply because Putin speaks Russian. I live here and my mother is Russian. And we used to speak in Russian all the time. We studied here. And after this, after Putin attacked us, I deliberately switched to Ukrainian. I will speak only Ukrainian, whatever it takes.
This war is now almost into a full week, with most people here wondering, what is it all for? Stephanie Decker, Al Jazeera.